neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
That the reason that Ribono Shel Olam asked Moshe Rabbeinu that everyone should give Machasit HaShere, because Ribono Shel Olam knew that Haman HaRasha is going to offer 10,000 silver coins to Ahasuerus. So Hashem said, before you offer your money, my children already preceded you. You heard about this? So Hashem asked Am Yisrael to give Machasit HaShekel, so we'll cancel out what Haman had in mind. Good thing is, did Haman actually give the money to Ahasuerus?
No. He's going to.
So if Haman did not give the money to Ahasuerush, Ahasuerush said, "Hakesef natun lach," say, "I don't want it. Do anything you want to these people." So why Hashem is asking that we have to give Machasit HaShekel to cancel out what Haman is going to do? If he would receive the money, it would make sense. But now he didn't accept the money. When Haman offers 10,000 silver coins to Ahasuerush, what does it mean? What does it mean? Why is he offering money anyway?
Bribing him.
Ahasuerush, he had 70 and more treasures that he stole from Nebuchadnezzar. Ooh, Afsanei. Why does he need 10,000 silver coins? It's not even a penny. So now here, so when Haman HaRasha is offering 10,000 silver coins to Ahasuerush for the purpose that he wants to harm Chas v'Shalom Am Yisrael, what does he mean? What did he mean?
Wanted to buy them.
No, Ahasuerush doesn't need money. He's saying this nation worth how much?
10,000
silver coins. So now here, Ahasuerush says, 10,000 silver coins? Like $1. So that means this nation doesn't worth anything. It's worthless. How can you say millions of people that worth 10,000 silver coin? So at least a billions something. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 billions something. 10,000 silver coin. So his intention was to tell Hashanah, this 10,000 silver coin that is nothing for you. Actually, that's what the nation is all about. Being them and not being them doesn't make a difference. That's like the 10,000 silver coin. So now, good. So now, Hashem said before Haman would do this, you have to give half a shekel. What does half a shekel mean?
Not complete. Half a yehudi.
How much is worth half a shekel? Nothing. No.
If 10,000 is worth it, nothing.
You have to focus that this half a shekel canceled what I just told you. Because Haman was saying this nation doesn't worth anything.
So the word of Haman was worth it half a shekel?
No. Why are you fasting today? What happened?
Yeah.
What happened? If all was happening, not yet half of it. Yeah. But you understood the Haman's part? So now, when you give half a shekel, that means, as we explained, you're half, and the other one is another half. So that means how much you worth?
Half.
Huh?
Half.
No, see, you're not listening.
You're
not listening. If you have three tires on your car, one is panchar, flat. The spare tire, how much does it cost? How much does it worth to you?
$1 million.
You need to go to work. You follow? It's not $50. Why? Because the other spare is going to take you to work. You can make a lot of business. So now here, when Ribono Shel Olam says give a half a shekel, what does it mean? That means when you half That means you are you're worth a million, because he without you is nothing.
Another Yehudi without you
are nothing. Without being with him, then he's nothing. So that means the half a shekel actually is not a half a shekel. It's not a $10. It's $1 billion.
Unity.
No, I'm not talking about the Achdut today. It means Yehudi should understand it's an Olam. Haman came and said, this nation is worthless, being him, not being them, doesn't matter. So what is Ahasuerus said? Keep it to yourself, I don't need this money. So he meant that this nation, you can wipe him out, Chas v'Shalom. But here we see, Yibono Sholam, before Haman would come, Chas v'Shalom, to have such a vicious plan, is teaching us that you always have to value another Yehudi as $1 million, because without him,
you're nothing.
And that's why when we greet one another, we say, Shalom Alechem. And then what do they answer?
Alechem
Shalom. What does it mean? What does Shalom mean? No. Yeah. Shalom means shelemut. What does shelemut mean? When you say shalom aleichem, that means I'm without you nothing. And what is the answer? No. Aleichem shalom. I'm without you nothing. Yeah. That's what we explain to one another. We tell another Yehudi, I without you, I'm nothing. He says, no, Chas v'Shalom, I'm without you, I'm nothing. And that's why we keep reminding ourselves, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem HaShalom. Hashem Yizakenu, Shebezat Hashem to observe the Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem HaShalom. Yizke v'yishuot, v'solot tovot, amen ki yiratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.